This week's shiur, Parsa Shoftim, once again is sponsored by the Weinblatt family of Ramat Beit Shemesh, Lili Nishmas, Yaakov Yitzhak Ben Chaim. You find in this Sedra the command for towards the king must write for himself two Sifrei Torah. One Sefer Torah, he's supposed to put in Geniza into his treasury house. And the second one, he has to constantly keep with him. Why? That even though he's the king, he should realize that, okay, he's the king, he's in charge of, on top of everybody, he's the greatest, but still, as great as he might be, he's still an avid to the Torah. And therefore, he must always have a Torah with him. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, Levilti Rum Levavo Mi'achav, he must have a Sefer Torah so that he shouldn't be haughty above his brethren, ulavilti sur mina mitzvah yaminu smol, and that he shouldn't go away literally from the mitzvahs, right or left. The Chasam Sofer has a beautiful, found a beautiful remnant here in the pasuk, legabe with regards to humility versus haughtiness, and he brings a couple of short introductions. First of all, a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Kaf Ches Tes. It's a psukim that we say, we're familiar with, you find it in the Haftorah and Parshas Shmos, when we read Shmos. The pasuk says as following, Es mi yoredeya ves mi yavin shmua, gmulich mechalav atike mishadai. Says, to whom should one teach knowledge to explain the message, to those that are weaned from drinking its mother's milk? Ki tzav latzav, tzav latzav, kav lakav, kav lakav, zer sham, zer sham. Meaning, Yeshayahu is complaining that nobody's listens to what he's saying except for little kids. Why? Because tzav latzav. What does tzav latzav mean? Latzav literally means a commandment. The Chasam Sofer says, the problem is that every time he tries to tell the people a tzav, a commandment of Hashem, they answer with their own tzav. To say, hey, why should we listen to your tzav of Hashem? We have our own gods that are telling us our tzav. And you're telling us this command, so we're telling us the tzav of the bagats, of whatever it might be. We have our own set of commandments. So therefore, he's complaining to them, tzav la tzav. I tell you one tzav, you answer back with another tzav. So basically, tzav is, according to this, represents avodah zarah. Because it's the comeback that they're saying we have our commands from our own gods. Second hakdama, we know that the word ma, mem hey, ma, is the word which represents the ultimate level of humility. The Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kaf Tes, Gadol me Avraham Sha'amar Anochi Afar Ve'efer. That it's greater is the humility by Moshe and Aaron, that they said v'nachnu ma, than Avram that said anochi avar ve'efer. So Moshe and Aaron said ma, v'nachnu ma, what are we? So what is the greatest expression of humility? Ah, so now let's put it together. A melech, therefore a king, is commanded not to go away, says the pasuk, levilti sur min hamitzvah, Yaminu small. Mitzvah, how do we write mitzvah? Mem tzadik vav hei. So says the Chasam Sofer that a person, king, anybody for that matter, can do mitzvahs as much as he wants. However, it's vital that with the mitzvah, he's humble. There's an element of humility there. And we said, what is the humility? Mem hei. Therefore, we are told that he should not go away. Levilti sur min ha mitzvah yaminu small. You shouldn't take away the yamin, which is the rightest most letter of mitzvah, which is mem, and small is the leftest most letter, which is the hey, mem hey. And what happens if you take away the mem and the hey? You're left with the middle tzav, which is, as we said, avodah zarah. As Chazal say, kol adam sheyesh bo gasas haruach kilu kafar beikar. as I'll say, someone who's haughty is as if he's kofar bikr. So therefore, you want to do mitzvah, that's very nice, but make sure you don't take away the right and the left, the mem and the hey, the humility, because if you take away the humility, you're left with tzav, you're left with avodah zarah. So see from here, the importance of humility. We find throughout our generations, the Gdolim were well known for their tremendous amount of humility. I heard very recently a story, Agabe Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, we're all familiar with, and also shows his humility. And there was a teacher from America, like a cheder rabbi, and he had a boy who was a six-year-old boy who was quite ill. And he was thinking, you know, making cheshbon and nefesh, and perhaps, you know, thinking of what maybe something he did that she deserved, that his son should be sick like this, and therefore maybe he can misaken that and help his son's matzav. So he, after making the cheshbon, he thought that maybe something what it might be. What was it? He says, when he's trying to mechazik the kids in cheder, so he sometimes tells them, you know, okay, so maybe you don't have, you're not so talented, you don't have so much kishara, but don't worry about it, because Chaim Kanievsky, when he was young, he also wasn't the Baal Kishara. He wasn't so talented in learning, but yet look who he is now, the greatest Torah giants in our generation. So you see, you can do it. Anybody could do it, even if you're not so talented. So he said, you know, I was thinking, said the Rebbe, that maybe, I don't know, that wasn't nice to say that about Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you know, and maybe I'm being pogea in his the honor of a Talmud Chacham, and because of that I'm being punished, and my own son was sick. So what did he do? He contacted Rav Elyaman. Rav Elyaman is a Rav in Bnei Brak, that's very close to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And every day after davening, he shmoozes with Rav Chaim, he asks him shailas, etc. He's very close with him. So this Cheder Rebbe knew Sir Rav Elyaman, and he decided to approach him. He called him up, and he told him the story, and says, I want you to do me a favor. Can you please go to Rav Chaim and tell him this, that and ask him on my behalf, mechila, you know, for maybe being pogay in his kavod, by saying that, you know, when he was young, he wasn't so talented, etc. So, first reaction of Ravelia was, I can't tell him that. I'm going to tell him, oh, you were not a Bikwal Kisharan and this. I can't tell him that. So, I'll tell you what. Send me a fax with this whole thing written down and asking, you know, do you like his mechila, etc. And I'll just present him with a piece of paper. I'll just show him the fax and, you know, I don't have to, you know, it's between you and him, per se. I don't mind giving him the paper, that's all. Fine. So the Rebbe did that, wrote everything down, sent it to Rav Elia, and Rav Elia approached Rav Chaim after he received it and gave it to him. So Rav Chaim reads it and he starts laughing. And his first reaction was, he says, you know, it reminds me, he says, I have a sefer at home where somebody wrote about the Chazanish the same thing. And he wrote that when the Chazanish was young, you know, he wasn't a Baal Kisharan, but then, you know, he became the Chazanish. And I have a sefer at home, which you can see, and my father, this was the stipler, he made a correction. He wrote a little, you know, note on the side, and he said, this is, what was written over here is Sheker and Motzi Shemra. This is not true. The Chazan Yishu was talented ever since he was little, no such thing, and this is Sheker and Motzi Shemra. So he said, you know, he says, there's also a mistake here, therefore, on this letter also that I received. Except, the mistake's on the other part. Mistake here is, it says here that he wants my mechila because, you know, I wasn't a Baal Kisharan when I was young. Well, the mistake is that I'm still not a Baal Kisharan. So, he doesn't need my mechila because not only wasn't I then, I'm still not. So, showed his humility. Anyways, finally, he wasn't willing to be mocha. He says, it's not necessary. What happens? That same evening, this Rav Elyaman happened to be by Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz. Rav Lefkowitz was, he happened to be Rav Chaim Kanievsky's teacher many years ago, and Rav Chaim was a young bacher. So he thought it would be interesting. He approached him and told him the story. So Rav Michal Yehuda said to Rav Elia, he says, that's not true. He's just being an anav. I can tell you, I taught him as a young bachar. Rav Chaim, when he was young, was a tremendous Baal Kisharon, and he was beloved by everybody, and he was just being humble. It's not true. And therefore, the fans, the Rebbe certainly in America, does need mechila. And so now Rav Elia didn't know what to do. So he says, can I tell, go back to now to Rav Chaim and in your name tell him this? So he says, yeah, go tell him in my name. It's not true. I remember he was a Baal Kishar. So he said, okay. So sure enough, he then goes back to Rav Chaim, really goes back to Rav Chaim, and says, I just last night spoke to Rabbi Michal Yehuda, and he told me that it's not true, that you were a Baal Kisharon. Before he had a chance to continue, Rav Chaim said, Moichel, I'm Moichel, I'm Moichel, and he was on the spot, therefore, was Moichel to this Cheder Rebbe, and sure enough, the end of the story is a happy ending, that the boy then got better. We see by our Gedolim, although they were great and they were very humble, but they knew in when to use their humility and when not. Sometimes you can't be overly humble and say I'm a nobody, and you got to put your foot down. And we see that even by Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the most humble of all men, yet when it came, for example, the Machlokes of Korach, etc., he wasn't meek and meek and say, oh, who am I or nothing. No, he came out strong against them. Sometimes you got to put your foot down. The Hegyoni Avos, on Pirkei Avos by a farmer, he says a nice taich in the words in the Mishnah, in Pirkei Vav Mishnah Aleph, it says, Mal bashto anavavi yira. So he says the lashon of anava, of humility, is described as umal bashto, a lashon of levush, of dress. So he says that therefore humility is like dress. It's like dress. You know, there's times when you have to take off what you're wearing and get changed. So too, that's what anava's like. Yeah, you're supposed to be humble, but sometimes you have to change, get out of your anivas, and be strong and put your foot down. So that's why Lagabi Anava, the lashon of Malbashto. It's a beautiful story recently that also shows this, of a gadol who, you know, put his humility aside for the moment, and that is by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that's all. So there were these parents who had a child who was retarded. And the boy was already like, Bacher age, and they had to send him to an institution. So they were questioning, had a shiloh, which place to send the boy. So they decided to go to Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's all, to ask him to help him choose where to send which institution. So he told them that his advice to them was to send him to a certain place in the north. But then he said, the only thing is, says that you have to make sure, though, that the boy goes there with a lot of cheshek. He has to go there, he has to be excited about going there. So the parents turned to Rav Shlomo Zalman and said, he says, our son, is nemach retarded. I mean, what are we going to tell him, that he's going to go to this institution with cheshek? So Shlomo Zalman said, bring him here. So they brought the kid over to him, and he says, he sat him down in front of him, and he said to the boy, he says, do you know who I am? So he says, I am Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and I want to tell you something. He says, people send me shilas from all over the world. Okay, I'm a very, very big posek, and I get shilas from the entire world, and I answer them. And listen, I want to give you smicha. He says, I want to make you a Rav. Why? Because this certain institution in the north that I think you should go to needs a Rav, and I'm going to make you the Rav of this institution. He says, then you should have seen the smile on this kid's face. Wow, I'm going to, this big rabbi is making me a Rav, and I'm going to be the Rav of this institution. Wow. And he went with such excitement to this place. And in fact, his parents told later, they said that, he's loved being there so much that he didn't, even when it was time for Chofesh, he didn't want to leave the place. Because he would say, the place, the rabbi can't leave the place. So how can I leave? I have to stay. So he didn't want to leave the place. This is putting humility aside when necessary, which reminds me of another little story with Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that's all. So once he was, I think if I remember the story, Craig was at like a Sheva Brachos or whatever, and there were many Avreichim Bachram at this event, and they asked Rav Chaim to say a few words. So he said, fine. So he gets up and to speak. So he starts to speak. And he starts like this. He says, I am the biggest Lamdan that there is. I know the Gemara's Bavli Yerushalmi Baal Peh, and I know all the post-scheme, and I know how to give the great eitzes to people, and I am my mitos are totally polished, and he goes on and on, and people couldn't believe their ears, because they knew that Rav Chaim was also a very humble person, and all of a sudden he was going out and saying all these things, and the Baal Bais was like, you know, turning colors, like embarrassed that he's standing here, you know, praising himself like this. And he goes on and on, like 5 minutes nonstop with all these praises. I'm this, and I'm that, and I'm this, and I'm that. So they didn't know what to do. Finally, after he finishes these whole length of praises, he then says, this is what the Yetzer Hara causes a person to think about himself. This is introduction. It is what everybody thinks, and he's the greatest. So his whole introduction was not a talk about himself, but it was to catch the people's attention, to tell them that how people think about themselves. There's a cute meiser with Rabbi Yechiel Michel, the Magid of Zlotchev, and he once said that he was making a cheshbon in nefesh. He said, you know, he says, when I get to Shemayim after 120 years, and they ask me some questions, they're going to say, how come you didn't learn? So to that, he said, I'm going to have an answer. He says, why didn't I learn? He says, because I was weak. I didn't have the kochel. I was very weak. I couldn't learn. They're going to ask me, how come you didn't daven a lot and fast and do things like that? He says, I'll also have an answer. I'll tell them I was sick. I didn't, you know, I was very busy. I didn't have time for these things. I have an answer for that. Finally, when they ask me, how come you didn't give tzedakah? Where's tzedakah? You're supposed to give tzedakah. So on that, I also have an answer. I'll say, listen, I was a poor man. Poor, I have money to give to tzedakah. So, fine, I'll be okay. I'll have an answer for all these things. But the problem is going to be, when the next thing they're going to say to me is, oh yeah? If that's the case, how come you're such a Baal Gaiva? Says, you were weak, you were sick, you were busy, you were poor, you were all these, you're, if that's the case, you have nothing to be a Baal Gaiva about. Why were you a Baal Gaiva? He says, on that I'm not going to have an answer. The importance of anava also comes out on a very practical level. Rav Chaim, once again, he says in his Sefer, Archos Yosher, his Musar Sefer, he says, I'll quote to you, speaking about the importance of humility, he says, Be'emes kol amidos babatim, v'she'ein shalom bayis shematsui me'od bizmanenu. That which we find, kol hamerivos babatim, all the fights that people have in their house, and when we, these days, there's a great lack, he says, of shalom bayis in our time. He says, Ruban kakulam bayin al yedei gaiva. He says, most of the time, it's all because of the problem of gaiva. Ve'im kol achar haya machzik banava, ve'lo yachpat lo al kvodo ve'al gavato. And if a person wouldn't care so much about his honor and his gaiva, haya rov ha-machlokas mistadrim b'shalom. Most machlokas would work themselves out peacefully. Dok v'tishkach, he says, you can see, it's clear. Shanava mititi, Refua beduka v'amiso l'rova bayot sheish bizmanenu. That true humility is a tried and tested refua to most of the problems that we have in our time. It's Says people, they, why they get into argument? Because they go, how could you do this to me? And how dare you? And it's all because of a person's guy. A person would be humble and say, okay, I don't care. You know, do what you want. Who am I? You didn't hurt me, because who am I, etc. And wouldn't have all these problems. And he just ends up, Hashem Yisprach, Yare Aleinu Ruach Tahara Mimarom, Shin Vinshaniske Ala Nava Mitzi, to be Zoiche from Shemaim to have real, true humility. So once, one Gadol, I saw it brought down the name of one of the Gadoli Ador, but without the name, the one she was giving a speech to Bachurim, Yeshiva Bachurim, and he said, you know, I'm a very old man, the Gadol said to them. He said, but I want to give you a formula that's three words, that's all. And with these three words, it's the secret formula for a shalom bayis in your house, and to be able to raise a family with your wives, and have kids that are happy and healthy in their nefesh and in their physically and emotionally. Says so they were, you know, but listening. Wow, you know, who everybody would like this, such a formula, you know, to have a house that Shalom Bayis and wonderful children, etc. And just three words. He goes, yeah. He says the formula, three word formula. So everybody's listening. Yeah. What's the formula? He says, okay. He says the first word in the formula is livater. He says the second word in the formula is livater. And the third word in the formula is, of course, levater. So the key to everything is to levater, just to forgive, just to say, it's whatever you want. He says a person is levater and doesn't stand on principle. And of course, says when it comes to kfot shemaim, one has to, like we said, you can be very humble, but sometimes you have to, you know, stand up for what's right. And when it's right, when it comes to affects God's honor, then of course you have to be strong and step in. But when it's not dealing with the God's honor, which is most of the time, then it's a person has to give in, not to stand on principle, and then most of the things, like Rav Chaim said as well, it just goes to the wayside, and people would argue about most of the time about Narishkeit and little things, oh this, that, you say, okay, fine, whatever you say, no problem, and then Gemara knew there'd be no, very, very few arguments. So it's like to end with a little vort, which we actually started off the Magid series with. So we started the Magid series last year with the Parshas Kisetze, which is next week's Parsha. That was the first of the series, and we said this vort as we approached Chodesh Elul, and now we're making a full circle. We're coming to the end of the cycle, and this is the last Parsha of the cycle. And so I'd like to end with that same vort, since it's very matim to our topic and to the times we're holding right now. And that is the vort of the Chidushi Arim. We say in Mizmor Lasoda, the pasuk, Hu asanu v'lo anachnu. Now the word lo is written as a kri and a ksiv. It's written one way and said the other way. Lo, it can be spelled as lamed aleph or lamed vav. So the Kedushi Arim used to say that they're both true. Hu asanu velo anachnu means that Hashem made us hu asanu, but and if we are velo lamed aleph, we're not anachnu. In other words, if we're humble and we're low, we're nothing. Velo anachnu, then we are lo lamed vav anachnu. Then we're His. Right? When we're lo anachnu and we're humble, then we're lo anachnu. Then we're Hashem's servants. And they point out that the letters Lamed Aleph and Lamed Vav both together spell out Elul. And that's the avoda that we have here as we approach. We're in the midst of Rosh Chodesh Elul now, and approach the Yamim Noraim. That's the avoda of Elul that we have to, as we've learned today, that we have to be humble, be lo anachnu, and humble ourselves to Chodesh Baruch Hu. And if we do so, then we will be lo anachnu, will be His. And when we're all His, then we can hope to be zocha kulanu and all of Klal Yisrael to ksiva v'chasima tova and shana tov v'masuka. And also with this, be zocha to the Iker Bracha that comes with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimhera V'Yameinu. Amen.